Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! Yo, look at us. Look at me. Look at me.
Oh, okay.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got loose last night.
Yeah, you're really doing it.
I got loose off the crime juice. James, hold up the bottle. We did
Look at this. Dreams. I told Joel today, dreams do come true.
We do.
And I told him, don't give up. I said, don't give up on your dreams because, look, even little me has my face on a bottle of wine. Fitting. Amazing.
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. I did it. I made dreams come true.
You did it.
That's
yeah.
what I do.
You did it.
Pop up that pic over there. Look at that, dude. Look at that.
Don't you?
Little crime.
Don't
just
you want
looks
a little
better in real life? There, you know.
It really does.
It really does. Really doing it. I don't know what we're gonna do with it yet, but
no.
I think it's awesome, and I want to see it happen.
Same.
I want to see this go down and take over the world.
Yes.
Big fan. So we have. I just ordered 10 bottles.
Yeah.
So we have 9. No lie, I killed that entire bottle last night.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I had some.
When you're white labeling a wine or any beverage or something like that, we don't do it with a seltzer, which is why it took forever to do. So we were building it, the flavor and the formula by scratch. However, there is some wines out there that you can just white label, but you got to test them first. And that's the fun part.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the excuse of why I drank an entire bottle of wine last night.
Mm-hmm.
That one was very good. It was from Sonoma, I think.
Yes, from California. Okay. Also fitting.
Okay.
Me and the bottle are from California.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it was excellent. And my choices were a Texas wine, which I said, no.
Shut up.
No.
Why don't you just shut up? Why do you even, sorry, but suggest that to people? Is that what you said to
them? Don't bring that,
I wouldn't even
shit near me. I'm all good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With that. So that was immediately off the list. There was wines from overseas, which I'm a huge fan of. But that was super costly, so staying in America was the way to go, and Sonoma had it. But I got loose off that crime juice. I got goofed off the crime juice last night.
Yep.
Shaking off the cobwebs today.
Yes.
Pulled out of Liquid Death. Not a sponsor. I wish they were. But
I think next week on Crime Corner, I'm going to do some kind of giveaway.
Okay.
If one of you... You know, 8 people want one.
There's a lot.
I should have
James.
Enough for all of my fans.
There's a lot.
I have 10 bottles. I should be able to give it all away to all my fans.
Hold up that bottle to the camera again, because I think, here's what I said, just based on the bottle and everything else. I think people would buy this, even if they didn't know who you were or didn't know the show or anything about us or anything else, just based on how the bottle pops. And that's, you know, 90% of the battle is branding at that point. And then marketing on top of it. But sometimes you hit these home runs where the brand itself looks cool and then it just takes off. And that's kind of it. It happened with a buddy of ours here in Texas at our first neighborhood at Twisted X. Bob, pull up McConaughey's beer. Pull up the can itself. This is a great example of just lights out branding, right place, right time. And it has taken off throughout this state. And this was just your normal mom and pop brewery that was behind our neighborhood there. There you go.
The beer
pop
is
it up on
good,
screen.
Though.
It's great.
That's key.
And McConaughey is kind of a big deal here.
Huge.
Yeah.
But even so, I mean, if you look at the branding on this, they leaned into the Dazed and Confused. Any tourist that comes into town is immediately going to grab, you know, a 6 or 12 pack of this and take it to a get together or things like that. And Not Famous didn't have any marketing, just had a cool product that went every time you were in a store, you were like, ah, shit, I'll grab that. When we first moved here, I took a 6 pack over to like a housewarming party or whatever. And just to be like, oh, hey, you know, we're here. Texas.
Well, when
when we
first moved here, they didn't even have cans. I don't think it was like at Twisted X was the only place you could get just a pour.
A pour, and then they had stickers on the cans. Now then they're printing did cans. On the cans.
Yeah.
And now there's trucks. So I had a meeting, what was it, last week with a major chain specs down here. I had to drop off some samples, and I took a picture of it, Jess. I forgot to send it to you. It was like a Mack truck that was McConaughey's only, and I was like, shit. I feel the same way about that. I don't even know if it would be necessary to, you know, that people listen to the show. Obviously, you want them to.
Right.
But I think that pops on its own. So we're trying to figure out what to do with it. There is 9 bottles left. I think a scavenger hunt would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do one on my own. Only because I have the perfect place when I want to bury it.
Yeah.
It'll be from the show and a joke from the show.
Yeah.
But also real life crime. So.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
The other thing
I've got
is
my
like
spot. I've got my spot.
With everything, you know, you go in to grab something for a party or a get together or going to someone's house. And there's so many options that I would always bring
something, like a conversation piece,
right? Yeah. So I was bringing Miraval for a while.
Yep.
Which is, you know, you could always be like, oh, you know, this is the vineyard that Brad and Angelina are fighting over, right? Mm-hmm. That's like a fun thing. Or Vanderpump, that's funny. You know, something where you could be like, oh yeah, like talk about it and have it be something. Because you bring the bottle in, if it's something, you know, you put it on the counter and then nobody really even sees that you brought it. It's not a thing. It's just like, oh, you've contributed. But yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's saying, I'm reading the chat here. I miss the crime juice intro. Did you guys have a crime juice intro? Oh, or to the top of the show before you got here. All right. Well, that's your fault. Rewind the episode. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I'm not going to fucking do that.
Well, Patreon, I don't know.
I'm not going to do that. But I did drink the entire bottle. I'm shaking it off today. No big deal for a fucking pro like me. It's like the beginning of that Bob Seger song. You know, where he just takes a deep breath.
I don't know how.
This song's from 1974. Here it goes. Yeah. And you're just like, God, it's a live version of that. So we're on Patreon today. We're going to have a fucking blast today.
Yeah.
We're on Patreon today. So let's do this, Bob. Start with, go to Bob Seger on Spotify and type in Turn the Page. All I need is that first 20 seconds of it.
Sure.
Just the hemming and hawing in his voice. And it's just like he can't take any more. He can't play one more song.
Oh, yeah.
Every last ounce of semen has been taken out of his ball sack the night before. He's out of a carton of cigarettes. There's maybe 2 gulps left of a bottle of Jim Beam off to the side of the stage.
Yeah, he's doing coke to do the show.
Yes.
He's, you know, taking downers to go to sleep every day of tour.
Every day.
Wasted the whole time.
Yeah.
It's really starting to catch up with him.
There it is. Turn the page live. Right there, Bob. Pop it up, dude. There it
is. Wee.
Go to the original Turn the Page, too. Let me hear that one, too.
It's only live on Spotify.
Go to the right. No, go to the right. There's another one.
There's I Got Metallica Turn the Page and Waylon Jennings Turn the Page. Seeger's only doing
shit.
It live.
I forgot, dude. That's right. Today's the day they ripped off half the Spotify catalog. Did you guys hear about this? Taylor Swift is gone. Drake is gone.
Universal
a bunch of
pulled them from TikTok. They pulled them from Spotify.
Yeah, they're doing both. So Spotify doesn't want to be in music anymore, by the way. They just want to be audio. So they don't have to pay these royalties. But interesting. Interesting there. So with that, in the original version, he's just like, song from 1974, and it fucking rocks. That's how I feel today.
Right.
And then maybe that's why you have the title of this show of Why Are All of Our Old Rock Stars Dropping Bangers?
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, hungover, and I usually open up Twitter to check the news for the stories and all the stuff we're going to talk about throughout the day, and Billy Joel is trending number one.
Okay.
First thought is he's dead.
Right.
Second thought
is
he drove through another house and got another DUI.
Uh-huh.
Third thought is, great, he got divorced and is marrying somebody even younger, because that's been a theme for him. No, it turns out that he dropped his first song in 20 fucking years.
Yeah.
And it's really goddamn good.
Okay.
Play it here. We'll play 30, 40 seconds of it.
Turn the lights back on?
Yeah, that's it.
open the door. Nothing is different. We've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence.
I'm emotional. Yeah. Could be the hangover.
Sticks out his tongue.
Not sure.
Laughs at the portrait that we become. Stuck in a frame, unable to change. I was wrong.
It's going to be a number one song. This will be number one here next week.
I'm late, but I'm here right now.
It's in the next Julia Roberts, George Clooney movie. You know?
Yeah.
They got divorced. Now they're coming back together later on in life. And they're going to figure out a new... I mean, I'm in, dude. This caught me this morning. I'm not a BJ fan either. I'm not a Billy Joel fan.
Oh, okay.
I don't get all Joeled up.
Okay. I was like, well.
You can kill it there. I appreciate it. Great music cue. Look at you. Was that was that Delco doing that?
Yeah,
that was me.
You know,
dude, right on the fucking
ones
beat
and
too.
Twos. He's on the ones and twos.
It's like I know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, Bob?
What do you?
What's up, Bobby?
Bobby.
What's up, Bobby? 3-6.
Let me quote a lyric from the song that I think encapsulates everything people like about this song.
Okay.
Nothing is different.
Mm-hmm.
We've been here before.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your point, man?
Just a Billy Joel song.
Nostalgia.
He got away from his like kind of shitty late stuff. Like I know people like We Didn't Start the Fire, but he kind of got like weird in the late 80s, early 90s. He got back to that Piano Man type, Good Die Young type of shit.
Play the motherfucking hits.
Play the hits.
He wrote a Billy Joel song.
You know what? It's funny, Bob. I thought the same thing. Like this could have been on the album in 1982 and would have been number one.
Yeah. And this is, by the way, funny enough, Kanye West. What do you think is the best Kanye West album?
It's Yeezus.
My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy.
Most people, Chris Rock thinks My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy is the best rap album of all time.
I do too.
Most people, that gets probably the most votes. I think there's only a plurality. I don't think there's a majority for anything. But Kanye West fucking hates that album. And he said he just wrote a bunch of Kanye West songs and put it on an album.
I missed the old Kanye.
Yeah. But you got to know. You got to know what you do well and exploit it. Once you start trying to get out of your own lane is when you fail. The weird thing with this is, again, it's been 20 years since he's recorded one song.
But,
and then he only records one and then drops it and it's perfect.
I will say. So I saw him. He headlined at Bonnaroo one year I went.
Billy Joel?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, he tours a lot. He maybe hasn't come out.
He puts
out
on a great live show, too.
Oh, it was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Billy Joel's fine. Like, I grew up with Billy Joel. My parents always threw it on when I was doing chores, either Billy Joel or Springsteen. And it was fucking awesome. He went on for like 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
I've heard the same exact thing. Everybody said the same exact thing. Somebody just asked me to get them Billy Joel tickets in Tampa next month.
When I was in college, everyone was jealous of anyone who got tickets to Billy Joel and Elton John did a fucking combined tour. And that was the biggest fucking thing.
My parents went to that. Yeah.
I also went to Bonnaroo the year Elton John headlined.
We saw Elton John in person. He fucking rocked.
It was a weird year. It was both Elton John one night and Kanye the other.
Okay.
I'm down for both of those for two totally different reasons. Yeah.
That's why I love Bonnaroo. Bonnaroo is just like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Like, you'll find something.
And that's why ticket sales for Coachella aren't doing well right now because they don't do that shit that Bonnaroo is doing anymore. But with this, you have Billy Joel, this huge song, probably. It's my guess. It's going to be number one. Very good. The Stones, the Rolling Stones album was strangely very good at age 80 or whatever the fuck they were. That Angry song was all throughout the college football playoffs by them. And you have the Beatles song too, which I love. I actually listened to that like 900 times. Is there something with Billy Joel or perhaps the Stones? This is a total conspiracy theory here where they're putting it inside some AI algorithm to create the songs that they used to make because they all sound like songs they used to make. Now, I know the Beatles one, they had actually pulled that from a vault, but you still have to do hooks and all that other shit. Mm-hmm. Is that part of it? And then why does his voice sound so great at this age?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's probably some AI editing with that voice for sure. But that's not That's not new. That's been going on with recording artists for.
But I don't mind it. If you're going to give me great music, I don't care how we have to get there. What I don't understand though is like how these guys can come out and do it, and then new people can't.
New people can't.
New
come,
artists
can't
who is
make
a new,
you a nostalgic song
who's
from
a new
band that everyone
rock
knows.
Band or a new pop star that can just come out and create a hit like this.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, his girl.
Yeah,
his girlfriend.
I'll agree with that. So I think she's 2 for 2 on these albums. But like
she's put out 2 banger fucking albums.
Billie Eilish, though, I liked the first one. I didn't like the second one. And it's just, where's the talent gone? And when you hear something like this, you're like, fuck. Or is it just easier for AI to be like, okay, cool, man, let's go back to the formula? Because it definitely sounds like a formula. So does the Stones song, and so does the Beatles song.
I mean, Drake is formulaic as fuck.
Yeah, I don't think it's AI. I think that's Billy Joel. That's how he's always played. The question more is, how are they so, like, have their finger on the pulse of what people want right now, which is there's too much new, not people, but maybe certain people. There's too much new. There's too many things going on, too many things coming out, too many artists. You have no idea who they are. What do people want? Just the same. The comforting blanket.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
Of a Billy Joel song that sounds like a fucking Billy Joel song. Not like, you know, the band that you love trying out a new sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
Mm-hmm.
No one. Everybody wants the band that they love and everybody loves to just wrap a new blanket around them. You know?
Yeah.
And they get bored.
They get bored of it and they do something fucking crazy. I'm going to make this whole album with sounds of Band-Aids coming off, you know, or whatever. All Velcro. The only instruments are all Velcro. And you're like, cool. I'm glad that feeds your soul.
Yeah.
But I'm not fucking... It doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel like everything I love is going away.
We're going to record it in a janitor closet.
Yeah, and it's going to be like, we're only going to use, like, you know, Super 8 and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All just, like, found instruments.
One of the comments we got on Hard AF Seltzer, so we've been working with some fraternities and sororities in different states. One of them had a note the other day because I was like, we asked for feedback and pictures and all that other stuff. And one of the notes was, this is what college used to be about with Hard AF Seltzer.
Yeah.
Just getting fucked up. It's super simple and it's just 8%. Boom. Let's just get rocked and have fun again. And I was just like, all right. Yeah. That all makes sense. And it's the same way with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there is a nostalgic element to it where it's just like, yeah, you know, fuck.
Where he's been doing it for long enough. You know, it's like somebody that, you know, was in some sitcom and they're trying to really get away from that.
Yeah.
Like an Urkel, what have you.
Yeah.
And after a while you go, maybe I should start going to Comic-Con or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
That I need to start honoring whatever it is that got me here.
Mm-hmm. Any update on Kevin Spacey for your birthday?
Update of my feelings?
Yeah, we're doing that or no?
No, feelings haven't changed.
Your head in the box? Or?
Feelings haven't changed.
Okay.
Nothing has changed my mind.
All right. All right. I'll just get you a normal gift, okay? Could have gotten you the gift of your head in a box with Kevin Spacey, but if that's what you want, that's what you want. All right?
Yeah, I kind of just don't want a long flight.
That makes sense.
I'm just like, it's a nightmare.
I get it.
Doors are falling off.
Yeah,
everything fucking sucks. Like, it's just,
wheel fell off that plane.
Yeah,
the other day.
It's just like it's not a fun time anymore.
I understand it.
It feels like we're overdue for like a mass catastrophe in the
air. Yeah, doesn't it feel like we're inching towards, I mean, but like,
yeah. Oh, shit.
We're inching towards something real wrong going because it's always like, oh, ha.
There's this
lost pressure and we're down. We had to make emergency landings all the time. Yeah.
There's this fake Taylor Swift conspiracy that's going on right now in the media and online that I don't get it. We don't need to talk about it again, but it's like right versus left arguing over Taylor Swift. First of all, there is no argument. I don't really know where that came from or why or anything else. But there was a Reddit thread that just said, don't be surprised if her plane went down on the way back from Japan to the Super Bowl, right? And I was like, I'm
horrible.
Not totally, and I'm not even going to go fucking down that hole of like the conspiracy of it and anything else. However, if it did happen, do you think they would stop the Super Bowl for that? It's the biggest American pop star in the world.
No,
the game goes on.
Game goes on? Okay.
But also, moment of silence for sure.
Also, by the way, though,
there's no way it goes on.
Delco,
you
know what Delco said?
Yes, I did. It was a very Delco comment.
Am I wrong?
No, it was perfect.
No, for sure. And I'm sure perfect. They put up something on the scoreboard or whatever.
What, Rob?
Could you imagine, though? Oof. I remember never forget that day that Kobe's shit happened, and I couldn't believe it. And I was like, nah, I can't believe this. And it fucked up my whole day. Wasn't it the day of the Grammys or something like that, too?
No, that was Whitney.
Right? Hers was the day before the Grammys, yeah. Yeah. But either way, man, fuck, dude. That would be the wildest shit of all time.
There's no way the Super Bowl goes on.
Wow.
Right?
It goes on.
It goes on. I think it goes on. It's too much money involved, yes.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, it's
it has
on.
To. The commercial.
And Kelsey's
commercial?
Gonna just like play.
He's gonna play for her, dude.
Yeah. He'd have 200 yards. I'd be hitting all kinds of prop bets on Kelsey.
Every over possible.
Everything.
That
dude.
Man is going to play out of his fucking mind.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Put the mortgage on the Chiefs if Taylor Swift's playing
so
goes down.
Sick.
I know. Isn't that weird though?
You
but
guys
like,
are all sick.
That's where all of this has gotten. Like, this is where it's gotten where you're putting up fake conspiracies on the internet about Taylor Swift. All of this is nonsense, by the way. All of it.
Her problem wouldn't be, you know, we talk about like, oh, the fucking, you know, DEI and airlines and blah, 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 bolts missing. Like, she's flying a PJ.
Yeah, she's got
flying
a PJ.
There's not fucking United Airlines slobs checking her plane before.
Yeah, yeah.
No, totally.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I guess he was saying the conspiracy is she would get shot out of the sky.
Because she's a psyop.
Oh
yeah.
Well,
like,
man,
who though?
If you want to start a war, I actually thought this when I was pretty drunk at a Taylor Swift concert.
Would she be our Helen of Troy?
Yep, she's our Helen of Troy.
Go.
Wow.
Yeah. Go.
If
wow.
I ran shut.
Go,
if
go,
I ran
go.
Shut
play
down.
The applause. Play the applause play for the that. I like that,
Bob,
dude.
Bob.
I like that, Bob.
Let him cook. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. This is Biden's whole thing. This is how we invade Iran.
If
Iran shoots down Taylor Swift.
If Iran shot down Taylor Swift's plane. Or Russia. Or Russia. In
literally
fact, Russia
anybody.
Would be more likely.
China. Or, China too. Because she's flying from what? Japan.
China would never.
Yeah,
China's still...
I agree with you.
Also, I don't think a war with China would be very digestible, but we already know that to a large extent, we could absolutely roll Russia or Iran.
Yeah.
So,
but also our relationship with China is very... It's like a toxic relationship, right?
Like, yeah, like
you just stay together for the kids.
We need them.
But yeah, dude.
Because we don't have like...
She's our Helen of Troy. You shoot down that fucking plane?
Yeah. We go to war. I agree, Bob.
I mean, every white woman in the country would support that war.
I'm a white man, and I would support that.
I would, too. I'd be like, you can't do that.
You can't do that
to Otto Warmbier or whatever, but you can't do that to Taylor fucking Swift.
It'd be like doing it to Elvis back in the day. It was like, nah, bro, we're going for this one. I understand that.
Onesie twosies, how would you compare that to like a 9/11?
It's worse.
I think
more people would be upset. Deaths, probably.
That would unite the country, I think.
That would unite the country.
Absolutely, it would. It's the biggest star in the world. Same with like Michael Jackson. Before we knew he was licking kids' assholes, if MJ would have got blown out of the sky,
right?
But it would have been the same thing.
Because even like the Christian conservatives, like Taylor
everybody,
Swift's their bitch, yeah.
Everybody, dude. I don't know anybody that dislikes her. I think this... All this internet shit is fake, to be honest with you.
There's a lot of dudes who just want to be like fake tough guys.
Just edge lords. Like, they're showing her so much. Huh?
It's so fucking stupid. But yeah. But I read that and I was like, Jesus Christ. Oh, but what happened? Holy shit. I think we would. We absolutely would. I want to talk about these EVs, these electric vehicles that are just getting junked and trashed now. And what kind of happens here? Mm-hmm. Volvo just said they were going to cut off all funding for EVs and all that other shit. When I was at the dealership to get your car, because your lease was up and I got a new car for you. The fucking Hummer that I wanted like way back in the day on this show, they had two of them there. Out there, and they were like, "Hey, we saw you're on the list. Like, do you want one of these?" And I was like, No. Is it still electric? And they were like, yeah. No. And they said, well, we can't get rid of these. Like, the guy was cool about it. And he goes, man, we can't get rid of any of these fucking cars right now. Does this switch everything we were going to do for like 2030 and all that bullshit?
Infrastructure's not there.
It's not there, right?
Let the market sort it out. Honestly, the infrastructure wasn't even totally there for cars at the end of World War II, and the fucking government built the interstate system.
Yeah, so they'll figure it out. They overshot as far as like how quickly they were going to be able to.
Yeah, like never forget our dependence on automobiles, not that they're not useful, they fucking very much are, but our dependence on automobiles was subsidized by the government after World War II. The same way Joe Biden wanted to build EV stations or whatever.
Right.
Like, yeah, but logistically, when they're trying to change it to like electric trucks.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
I'm not. Yeah.
18-wheelers, like that's no world. No, world.
Let the market sort it out. Elon wants to keep making them and build his own private stations. Fucking go for it, bro.
Yeah, and I the reason I bring it up is, like, I talked about on the show, I don't know, 2 years ago, and I was like, I was amped for these things to come out. And I think if they would have got them out right when you saw the commercial and you were like, oh, fuck yeah, I want this. This is the future. Instead, it took like 2 years for any of these goddamn things to be built. And along that time, you were just like, eh, I'm all good.
Or, this could just be big oil, right? This was Rob's kind of conspiracy hybrids. It could be the same with electric cars. They're making electric cars so gay that they die.
I believe this conspiracy theory fully. The same way it's just that the auto industry and oil industry got with their buddies in the auto industry and they're like, all right, I guess hybrid car is inevitable. There's demand for it. So what we're going to do is we're going to make it look really gay.
Yeah, like, why can't you just Priuses. Make a normal one?
From the beginning, I was like,
I'm with you.
Why is this a fucking Easter egg?
The Cybertruck? That looks...
I just saw one of our somebody in our neighborhood has
a Cybertruck driving around Drip. I've seen
it's in my neighborhood. So I just saw it. I was pulling in and I was like, oh shit, I actually like the fucking Cybertruck.
It made me laugh.
I think it looks
Tesla,
cool.
Like the sedan Tesla was the first one that was like, okay, like it looks super nice.
Look what happened, Rivian too. Look what happened as soon as they made electric cars or hybrid cars or whatever look cool.
I think the Rivian looks cool. I like the Rivian.
Both of those are like cool looking, at least like nice to where you go, oh, that's a beautiful luxury, cool looking car, instead of like, well, I guess I'm going to fucking get a Prius
and by the way, I'll say something fucking super fucking gay. The Prius drives amazing.
How is that gay?
Because for that car, I looked like such a fucking putz in it for the 2 months that I drove the goddamn thing.
Yeah, but that's a hybrid. That's not
But like, it for real, like I filled it up once a month. It was incredible. It didn't make a goddamn noise. You guys are right. Like, why couldn't they just build that thing cool? That was the greatest. I mean, I spent $20. I was in LA and I spent $20.
Didn't even
in
have
gas.
To be cool. Just had to look like a fucking Corolla.
Just a
That's it.
Yeah.
I need my car to make a sound.
Normal car. But it's the same reason, you know, it's the people that you're catering to, which is like they want the attention, right? Hey, I'm vegan.
Yeah.
Right? Or hey, I am saving the planet. So
I'm
you
better
have
than
to
you.
Stick out. It can't be something that's like, are you saving the planet? They want it to be like loud and clear, which is also part of it. But
yeah, look. But it's the Chenzi in the chat brings up a good point. Battery management is hard enough for people that do it for a living, like with cameras and everything. If you could do it with cars, the minute it gets cold, your battery's just gonna like plummet.
It's a fucking rich person's game, dude. Yeah. That like. Yep. You know,
and they're really only made at this point. You can only use them for city driving. You know what I mean? Like I'm running to the store real quick or whatever. Yeah. Like you cannot be like, I'm going to be in the car for 2 hours.
Yeah. Or like you're the person taking like kids to school, picking them up, all of these things where it's like the amount of times that I've been like, oh, I'm low on gas. Can you imagine if it's just like, I can't get out of my driveway because I'm not charged up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I just feel lame for wanting those things like 2 years ago. Now they're gone. They're all gone.
Or like y'all with kids. Yeah. It's like we have a game that's 45 minutes away.
Exactly.
Shit, yeah. I forgot to charge it last night.
I know.
God damn it.
I know.
Or literally you're just worrying about like, you know, feeding and the costume for the 100th day of school and the wax museum thing. And you're like, oh, wait. And then also charging my car. Fuck. Uh-huh. Right.
No.
You just can't do it. But, and you know, a certain niche of people can and do and will and like it. But I think we've reached the capacity of those people.
Yeah.
Right. It's the reason why, like, is Tesla selling that much more? It's like all those people bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good. We can expand beyond mm-hmm. whatever that niche of like people that are willing to go through that for minimal amounts of environmental.
Mm-hmm.
We were all in though, and now everybody's dropping, and it's strange to see.
Got oversaturated. Everybody yeah. bought into the cult of Tesla, and then I other know. Companies try to get in on it. It's like it's never as good.
It's never as good. I will say though, like when you see like a black on black, newer Tesla.
It clean. Still looks nice. Yeah, it still looks awesome.
Looks nice.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I just don't want to go through the hassle of it no. and everything else.
No.
At all. I mean, shit, dude. We have friends of ours who just traded them in. And they were like, thank fuck, I'm done with this car.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had endless problems with those things.
Yeah.
So it's what, God, it's just, if they could have done it right at the exact time, you probably could have gotten everybody all in at once.
You could have,
but then didn't do it.
And to their point too, like you didn't make all the stations to like charge, or you didn't, you know, give the incentives for people to put those charging stations in their, you know,
mm-hmm.
solar so that you have charger, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
You didn't do any of that. You just go, hey, you got to do this. And we're like, but where are we supposed to charge it?
Someone in the chat said something about the 2026 Prius looking good. Rob, go ahead and pull that up.
Yeah. Right. I haven't seen it. Let's see it.
I guess
I'll give you an honest opinion on it.
Bit of a remodel of the Prius.
Mm-hmm.
Is it looking cool or no?
It looks better. I don't know about cool. Go to the bottom green one, the left one. Left.
All the way left?
Left, green. Right there. Right there, dude. Yellow, green.
Not fucking green.
That's not green?
On any planet is that fucking green.
I said yellow, green.
No, you said
that's
green.
What's yellow, green?
That's a different photo.
It's bright yellow.
It's the same car.
It's also a different photo.
Higher quality.
So it's getting better. I mean, look, it's still not great, but it's getting better.
Go to the other one. That's
the one you claimed
this is
was
lime green.
Green. It's ish. Sure not. You might be colorblind.
Tennis ball green.
Oh, you were. Oh, my God.
Delco, really? Are you saying this is green? Is this a bit?
No, it's yellow.
Just screaming at me, green!
I think he thought it was green.
I'm looking at the side of my eye. I'm not looking directly at it.
You're
looking out the side
be.
Of your eye.
I mean, that is a. That
what
is
about
a,
when you were yelling and pointing and looking straight at
yeah,
it?
What color was it then?
That's
a rape
Rob
yellow.
Doesn't do anything, so I have to do 12 different things.
All right, now he gets.
Fault. He doesn't know what yellow
defensive.
Is.
Okay. Now it all comes out.
Tennis ball green, dude.
Tennis ball yellow green. I think is what he ended up saying.
Yeah, I've never met anybody.
It's a tennis ball lime yellow green.
What do you mean? Joel is literally colorblind.
Is he really?
He is, but he admits. It. He's
sense.
Not hiding.
Yeah. You guys are colorblind together.
Wow.
It's okay.
Wow. You're color. You know what it is? You've been hanging out with him too much.
Yeah.
You guys played Risk.
I was also
night.
Looking at on my
it's
screen.
It's contagious.
On my screen, it looks a little greener.
It doesn't.
You know you can catch. You know you can catch colorblindness. So you got to be
airborne.
Careful. You two.
It's
yeah.
Social contagion. I think.
Yeah, wear your sure mask is. When you're hanging out with Joel. Anyways, it doesn't look good, and it doesn't look different, and I don't understand
this is
what
way
just happened.
Better.
That's better.
This is way
it's,
better.
It is. It's better for sure. I just you know a full. Full upgrade would be great, but that definitely looks better. I wouldn't mind driving that. And shit, dude, that other one, no lie, it was like $20 a month, and I was like, fuck this, just make it cool. This would rock. Mm-hmm. And I don't really understand it, but they're not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to switch over to TV here real quick. I've read a really fucking interesting article this morning here. Typically in Los Angeles and Hollywood and all that stuff, this is when pilot season happens. Mm-hmm. Where they shoot all these pilots and then they get them ready for the fall and everything else. And it's a lot of money being on a TV show and everything. CBS just announced they're not doing pilot season anymore. They're not going to do pilots at all.
Fox hasn't been doing pilot season for years.
No, man. Mm-hmm. I think we're headed to the end of television shows on these big channels where it's probably just going to be Netflix and Hulu and those guys.
Yeah, or... You know, remember pilot season was just, I mean, they had so much, I don't know what it is, beginning a quarter or something, they had so much extra money
mm-hmm.
and they would the amount of people that I knew that were just like had a pilot that didn't go, like, and they paid for it, shot everything. Yeah. So I think it's just they're not throwing the money at this, like, we'll see. I think it's more intentioned.
No, they're now. So what they said, their statement was that they're not making TV shows. I guess CBS itself is for sale.
CBS is like the one that still has. They have the biggest comedy on TV right now. So Abbott Elementary gets all the love, like critically, and I think it does get good ratings. But that show on CBS, Ghosts.
Oh, yes. And then Young Sheldon is done. They've canceled a bunch of others. So because I think CBS is owned by Paramount Plus now as well. So I guess TV shows will just move to streaming apps. Because their big announcement was another Taylor Sheridan show on Paramount Plus. Right. And you were like, holy shit, dude. That guy's going to die. We chatted about it a few weeks ago on Drinking Bros of when he was on Rogan. I don't know how you continue that pace of just, I mean, it's a brand new show. Totally new. And you're like, fuck me, man. That's nuts.
Well, he has a lot of money and a lot of writers, and I think he's going to be fine.
He doesn't have that. It's,
I don't think he has any writers.
He doesn't have any writers.
I think it's just he does.
Him and a pyramid of cocaine.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
No, it's not. He has a bunch of people helping him.
Not what I've heard.
That's not what I've heard either.
Yeah.
My wife, like, low-key covers him for a living, and she says he basically writes everything like a lunatic.
And he was the one during the writer's strike that flipped all the fucking deals, where he was like, I just want to do it myself. Why do I have to hire 12 other fucking people? And the writers were pissed at him for doing it. But they just announced another one with that guy, and it's crazy. This one's another this is like an Indian one, Bob. Pull it up. To pull up his new show. It's about an Indian. I don't know if you know this story from history.
It's about a tribe, but...
Starring Jenna Ortega, Tommy Lee Jones.
No shit. What's the name of it?
Still
it looks like a Dances with Wolves type era.
Yeah.
Every upcoming Taylor Sheridan. There's the Four Sixes.
Landman. The one that that's the one they
This one starring Billy Bob Thornton.
Fuck yeah, dude. Bebops is in this? Yeah. All right. I always fuck with Bebops.
So this other one, Finest Kind. This is a film.
That's the movie. So Klain's in that one. Klain stars in that one.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, is this the one he was in with Jenna that he was talking about?
His name is right there. Just came out over Christmas. Haven't watched it yet, and I apologize. But The Landman was the one that they announced today, and I was like, oh, all right. So we're not doing shows on CBS anymore. We're just going to do them on the streaming apps. That's interesting.
I'll be honest. He's stretched too thin because I'm not even
Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah. I'm not even sure he's going to stick the landing on Yellowstone at this point.
I know.
With how fucked that is. Bass Reeves apparently was not good.
Yeah. I think it's like, he's doing too many things kind of okay. Instead of like when he was focused on one thing, holy shit, it was amazing, right?
Right.
Yep.
Right.
He's just cranking
it's
it out.
It's so hard to do.
Now you've just turned him into a fucking conveyor belt.
And he's a content machine.
Yeah. And that's what I thought when I saw this announcement. I was like, holy fuck.
But he's
how do you have the brain space for this?
He's about to do the same thing that everyone else is, right? Like, this is like people got mad about, like, here's a great example that's like the exact opposite of Taylor Sheridan. People got mad about like Amy Schumer being over fucking exposed. Because he's doing what she did when anyone else does is when your name's hot, you got to cash as many checks as you can.
Yeah, you cash the checks. Tiffany Haddish did that too.
It's different when you're front facing though. So if you're a writer, right? Is there such thing as being?
He's as close to it as possible.
It's like Benioff and
like
Weiss.
you hear like, oh, Taylor Sheridan. And after a while, you're going to be like, okay, I guess we'll try.
Kids, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. HardAfSeltzer.com. I love it that we can lead with our own sponsor here for the greatest drink ever made in the history of mankind, or in whatever planet is out there in the solar system that we haven't discovered, where there is liquid available for aliens or other just real humans to drink, okay? 8% coming straight to the dome. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, if you give a fuck about that. And guess what, kids? We're live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, Ohio, and now Texas. Texas is getting all stocked up right now. Nutty Brown, that HEB, they're all stocked the fuck up over there. Had to grab some last night. drop off some samples for some other people here as we move into the rest of the states. We're in every single Total Wines in the Southeast, every single Total Wine in the great state of Tejas as well. All those Total Wines in Wilmington, North Carolina, Florida. Shit, we're in a shit ton there as well. Every Piggly Wiggly grocery store down there in Alabama, HEB in Texas. At Columbus, Ohio, we're in a ton of bars and restaurants, too. The Pint House in the Short North, where everybody's going to be watching the Super Bowl. Urban Meyer's Pint House in Dublin, Ohio. They're all stocked up there. Even fancy restaurants are starting to carry it, which is nice. At 8%, it's kind of considered a craft seltzer, which is great. Head on out to Forno in downtown Columbus, Ohio. Huge fan there. Campus-wise, we're on a bunch of campuses. We're on University of Georgia, campus at the ABC Liquor Store there. I know they were sold out the other day. They're all stocked back up there. University of Tennessee, we're at that University Liquors out there, as well as the Total Wines in Knoxville on campus. Vanderbilt, we're at the Total Wine there in Nashville, and Frugal McDougal's in Nashville. University of Alabama, we're at Rama Jamma, Corks and Tops, that Shell station on 1405 University Boulevard. Auburn, we didn't forget about you, Auburn. We're at Tiger Liquors there. UCF is all stocked up. What's the name of that store at UCF? Delco? Pat's Liquors, dude. All stocked up there. Head on out there in Orlando and enjoy yourself. Or just go to the store locator on hardyfseltzer.com. Type in your city or zip, and it'll take you right to the closest location to grab a 12-pack. Or we still ship right to your house at hardyfseltzer.com. Support us and support the show. Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And They ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Yeah, the creators of Game of Thrones literally ruined the last season of the show, the last two seasons of the show, because they wanted to focus on other projects that they then failed to get because of how bad they stuck the landing on Game of Thrones.
Correct.
Yeah, he could take a note from Billy Joel.
One of them is...
Which is just like, go back to what you know, which is like traveling, making your whole crew, cast and crew,
don't
like really live a lights. Pioneer lifestyle, right? And yeah. Make it super authentic. Go back to that. What are you making some like mobster movie? You know nothing about it.
Just make them sleep in a fucking wagon, dude, and recreate the Oregon Trail again.
No, it's just moving away from the thing that we liked him for, which was authenticity in like knowing about this shit, really, you know, showing horses like that, really working on a ranch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was, he brought that to it. Now, when he tries to do these other things that he doesn't know, then you go, oh, you're not that good. Right? Like, he showed his ass. Just do the stuff that, like, we are blind to the fact that you, like, the writing's okay.
I like Bebop's, dude. Curious. I'm real curious to see the ending of Yellowstone now and how they pulled it off. I'm with you, Bob, on that one. See if he can stick the landing here. I hate to bring these two people up again, but every time a podcast drops, it feels like maybe they're going to kill each other or kill themselves. And it's your girl there, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes.
Yeah.
So obviously they got fired from their show. We've talked about this here in the past. What was it, Good Morning America? Or
yes, it was Good Morning America.
Yes. Every podcast they do now is getting worse and worse and worse. Where not only are they fighting, but they hate each other.
Yeah.
And the latest one here is we both have a fear of being trapped.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is going on? Did they just kill each other live on a show, and then that's the last one?
Yeah, I think they again, because they don't do podcasts, they thought. Now, they're the first ones to actually do it. So celebrities always will do like a podcast and they're like, I'm going to be raw and unfiltered. And you're like, you're not telling me anything. Your publicist won't let you. You said one thing, you got buried for it, and now you're not talking anymore, right?
Right.
So they are doing the radical honesty that everyone else boasts that they're going to do. Raw, unfiltered, and nothing's off limits. They're really doing it. So they, like we said before, we talked the last time I thought I was going to talk about them is they talked about how much they're like, we're going to be honest about how much we were drinking, run to fun,
yeah.
18 cocktails a day, drinking from 10 a.m. to 3, you know, whatever it may be. Pretty hardcore drinking bottles of vodka a day, things like this. To me, then I go, oh, I see why you guys were together and you fell in love. If you're drunk all fucking day, love it.
Yeah.
Right? You have a partner in this like crime. You've both gotten fired. So then after they got sober is when they started fighting. Big surprise, right? They don't have the vodka and the fun times to kind of smooth that over, or just be a real great escape. So now on every episode, they're just talking about their fights and he like they'll get in a fight and he'll leave for 3 days and not talk to her. And now I feel from her that she's starting to get a little resentful because the only reason they both got fired is because of his past indiscretions at the studio.
At the network. Okay.
At the network. She, if it was just an affair or she was dating somebody, her co-star, she would have been able to keep her job. It's his bullshit that they both got fired for. She's talking about missing her job. She misses going to work every day. So like that's going to start to come up. Mark my words. It's just going to be a really resentful, horrible.
This is going to end awful.
Awful.
My theory is on this is once these people actually leave the big job, right, where they're famous and they get to go to restaurants and do all that stuff every
Somebody's
day. And then they're
doing
just
there.
Doing a podcast. They don't get all the cool shit anymore. Nobody cares about.
Nobody does hair and makeup.
They don't
Nobody's
do anything
picking
for
out
it.
Your wardrobe.
Nobody cares about your clothes or what your thing is. And you know.
Technical difficulties,
nope.
Even at that level.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like,
and they all regret it. And as you look back over the years, so let's just take the last, I don't know, 5-10 years here. I think Megyn Kelly was the same way. Where, great, I'm Megyn Kelly. I can leave Fox and I can just pop on and do a podcast and do my show. And it's like, Yeah, you know, you're still Megyn Kelly, but you don't have the same cachet anymore, you know?
Right.
And I think that's why a lot of these people don't want to leave those jobs, and they're smart not to do it. And I think you should stay put as long as possible.
They wanted to. That's the kind of shitty thing about it, is when you look back, you go, again, had he not been a little bit of a fucking creep at the office, they could have, I think they should have kept their job. They didn't commit any crimes. They're not, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. This isn't like against the law. It's not pedophilia, whatever, rape, anything. It's like, we separated from our partners and we are together. And they were at the exact same equal level of power, yep, pay, everything. So there was nothing like that. There was no reason for them to lose their jobs. If you really, really go back at the time, you're like, holy fuck.
Sure. But, you know, homeboy just can't keep banging a bunch of people there at the workplace and think that it's going to turn out all right.
Again, I mean, it's like watching some, you know.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they end up killing each other live on air. And
Yeah.
Kind of ending it. Because I get it. I don't know where they go from here. And that's kind of it. And once everybody else is forced to do something like that, they're usually fucking miserable about it. Here we are with these two. This is not great. And the ratings aren't great on that show either.
No, the only thing that gets plays is like these little clips of them like
fighting and hating each other.
Right. No one actually listens to the show.
They just watch
the clips.
It's just a clip over there, and that's kind of it. By the way, I talked about the fucking Smartless deal that I hit, you know. Good for those guys in SiriusXM. I did not know Conan O'Brien's show was on there. A listener hit me up over there and said, hey, Conan had also signed with Sirius. And I was just like, oh, all right. Well, shit. Maybe they're trying to...
Far more deserved.
Yeah, I agree.
Far more deserved.
Love Conan. Love Conan. Always have. My entire life.
I don't know how that translates, though, because it's still on Apple.
Yep. I think they're just booking all the ads. But just injecting more of them, and it's probably on a commercial
type level. What
makes
you pay for Sirius and listen to these there as opposed to your podcast?
Maybe they're getting them in advance. And then the catalogs, I guess, and then you could listen to it all day. If you go to, because I still have SiriusXM, if you go to Howard Stern's got like 5 stations on SiriusXM, 2 or 3 of them are just totally dedicated to his back catalog. And they just play the back catalog
but
all day.
But that makes sense because you can't get it on Apple or Spotify.
Correct.
So that makes sense.
Hold on. I think it makes a little sense. I don't know if it's actually worth it, but I here's the logic maybe is sometimes you just want to turn on the TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. You don't want to find something on streaming. You want something.
You want The Office. You want Friends. You want the shit you've already seen. And you're like, all right, cool. Just leave it on in the background.
Serve it to me. I don't want to go hunting for something. So maybe Sirius is just buying content that they can just serve to people who just want to passively turn on the car radio and not think about what to fucking find, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been turned on the radio and...
Really? There's a...
Really?
I was forced to. Something happened with the truck. They were... Whatever, man. So I had to go back to FM radio. There's an awesome station in Austin that's just... It's 97.1. I think it's ACL. I think it's Austin City Limits.
Oh, yeah.
God damn, it's good. And I was like, shit.
For music, slept on radio. For music, that makes sense sometimes. But like podcasts are just, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Strange. Another strange thing that popped up was a few weeks ago, we did biopics and who we wanted to see and all that other stuff and what was going to come out. About an hour after the show ended, they just announced like the biggest one of all time. And I was like, oh, fuck. It's Michael Jackson. So they are doing a biopic on Michael Jackson. It's going to be Antoine Fuqua who's directing it, who's one of the very best directors there is. So it's going to be something massive and epic.
Didn't I already see that on HBO? What was it?
The documentary you saw. Yeah.
Was that not a biopic?
Nope.
Oh,
no,
okay.
That
okay.
was a documentary there.
Oh, by the two kids that came out about their buttholes being looked at.
Now, I don't know if they're going to do it here, but they've already got a release date for it and everything. So April 18th, 2025. They're casting this fucker right now.
Mm-mm.
And
It's going to be like the Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, we're not really getting the story.
Nia Long just signed on to play Michael Jackson's mom. She's great.
Who's going to play the boys? Look, are they making it a biopic or not? What is this, a fluff piece? What are we doing?
Yeah, it's all propaganda now.
All right, so let me ask you this, Bob.
Like, we're not really going into the story, right? Like, of his life. It's just going to be like, hey, you like Michael Jackson, right?
Bob, hang on. Bob, you're a theater guy, right? You got kids now. If the casting director called and just said, hey, we would like to cast your kids in the Michael Jackson bio.
Done. There's going to be an intimacy coordinator. They'll be safe. It's exactly what those kids' parents did with their kids. He'll be fine. It's Michael Jackson. What are we talking about? He's not going to like do anything.
Sweetie, one more take. Sweetie, one more take. You get a graham cracker. One more take, sweetie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, dude. Oh, man. Just hearing the direction of it from Antoine Fuqua. Madam, he's got a real deep voice. Imagine him telling your kid that. All right, so what I want you to do is grab the post in the bed with two hands.
Yeah.
I need you to grab it.
And nobody's going to touch you.
Yep.
We're doing
look off camera.
True to the story. No one's going to touch you. But you got to stay like that for the rest of the night.
You would really do that, Bob?
Yeah. Yes.
10K. Yeah. 10. Let's say it's
10K. 10K. Fuck that shit. Pay my kids.
Exactly.
10K for a day is a. It's a.
Okay.
That's a day rate that you can't.
A kid.
That day rate? 10. Yeah. 10,000 is a lot. Those Stranger Things kids.
No, I'm saying
they got $8,000 for a show, an entire show.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm all in.
Yeah. Okay. 10K.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. We're getting that money.
Easy peasy. I don't know, you know, what people do in this life and what they want to do, but I'm always shocked
by it.
How
about it's this? They cast the kids to just like eat popcorn and watch a movie in bed. When you get there, they tell you it's the real deal. Do you know what I mean? Like exactly how it happened.
Sure. I think it's probably, you know, there'll be an implication. Like they go into a room, you don't see what happens. That they leave it up to the imagination.
The door closes. The camera's right there. As the door,
you're
is
saying that's what
closing.
They're going to do in the biopic?
Yeah,
yeah. They have to, right?
No, they're not going to even address
it. It's going to be a puff piece.
You don't think so?
There's people in the family and the estate and everything that's still alive, right?
Okay.
No,
there's a the guy who's playing Michael Jackson is an unknown here. Yeah, maybe he's one of the actual Jackson kids.
Yeah, it's it. Who is it?
Type this name in, Bob. Jafar Jackson, J-A-A-F-A-R Jackson.
Oh, I think that is.
Yeah, it is.
Is it one of the kids?
I think it's Randy's kid, right?
He's...
He's
Michael Jackson's nephew.
Holy
so
fuck.
You can better... So you can fucking believe he's not licking anything.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Like, they... By the way, if they do that, they open it up for the lawsuits to come back up, which they don't want to pay, which they've been denying.
This little fucker really does look like him. Shit, dude.
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like he was in maybe In the Heights.
Who's playing?
Oh, it's a music video. This might just be a music video. So he's a recording artist, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Wow, dude. All right. I'm in. I'm going to see it. I go and see all that shit, so.
Yeah,
man, I'll go and see this. But having a release date and everything so quickly, like they're really, really moving on this.
The quicker they shoot it, the less likely anything serious gets talked about.
Yeah,
probably.
And yeah,
probably. It's just
the less likely anyone's gonna like, you know, come out and reopen shit
for sure.
Start lawsuits again. And
no, I understand.
Whatever.
I understand.
So it's probably already done.
You gotta do. What did we do last week? Was it GoFundMe Friday?
We did GoFundMe Friday.
Do you have one of those? I enjoyed that a lot last week.
I do.
Okay.
Bob,
we don't have a fun sound effect. Though.
We need a fun. Yeah, we
I'm
need
sorry,
a fun
which
sound
should...
effect for it. For
well,
GoFundMe
this one
Friday.
Is kind of like a nature.
I laughed my
a
ass
nature
off.
GoFundMe.
Is it? There we go. There we go.
Bob, I sent
there
that to you. I emailed it. To Drinking Bros Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
show the picture yet, Bob.
It just nailed didn't it. Feel right, though.
Nailed it. For not showing the picture?
Do that, no, to like do that with this. So
yeah, it just didn't feel right.
Why?
Yeah, that's the last time.
So I don't know, and I don't ask because I like to be surprised.
I'll make a GoFundMe Friday.
Sound effect like a song for
it. Give me money. That's what I want. Yeah. That's what I want. Something like this. Okay, so before we show you, I'm just gonna read. The title is Rocky Love. Okay, Rocky Love. That's
Rocky
what we
love.
Need money
right.
for. Okay. Hey, friends. Rocky's mama here. And unfortunately, I have to share some upsetting news. About a week or so ago, I noticed an unusual lump on Rocky's right side. She was taken to the vet. All right, now you can show the
Who's
picture.
Rocky?
You'll see. So it's this woman's fake pet squirrel.
Oh.
Okay.
Sure, Rocky the squirrel. Like,
Rocky the squirrel,
Rocky
her pet squirrel. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She took the squirrel to the vet. They did an ultrasound, unfortunately confirming Rocky indeed has a mass growing on her right kidney.
Fuck.
The heartbreaking C word. I was...
Cancer?
I, as many of you will be as well, am absolutely devastated, but I'm trying to hold on to a glimmer of hope. There is a vet specialist in another state about 13 hours away from us.
Okay.
If there is any chance our sweet girl can be helped, I want to check it out and have this amazing vet take a look at her. Okay.
Wow.
So this is a pet squirrel.
Uh-huh.
Asking for $1,500.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Raised
$1,100. Oh, they're almost at their fucking, they've almost achieved the goal.
I know. I just think, what a crazy, if aliens came down. Or whatever. Or if someone from the past was like dropped into the future here and was like, wait, what? Like,
oh, that's great.
So you have a pet squirrel.
Uh-huh.
Not only do you have a pet squirrel, but you found like a mass on the kidney. And now you're asking other people for money to save
the squirrel.
The squirrel.
Sure. What don't you get about this? Because this, a squirrel as a pet, show those pictures, Bob, of the squirrel there up top. Yeah.
Life expectancy is about 6 years, but I imagine that's in the wild. So you could probably get them up to like double digits.
Yeah.
Probably 10, yeah.
Show the black and white.
Yeah, she's an 11-year-old.
Where they're kissing each other. Where
she's an 11-year-old gray squirrel.
Oh, shit. Look at that.
So this is an 11-year-old.
Already 11?
Already 11 years old.
Man.
Record's up to 20 years, though. So.
No, but I still have problems with this. And then people with dogs who are like 14 years old, and they're like, oh, we've got to go back in and do the surgery and save them. It's like, save them from what? They got another 4 months
I
left.
I understand the love for the pets. I mean, I don't understand it, but I'm not going to assume that I understand what that's like, right?
There's a dollar amount threshold for Chase.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you need to go, I think the only people that should invest in a dog in this way, which is not even an investment,
mm-hmm.
you get nothing from it except for love and constant bills, right?
Yeah.
When you get cancer.
It really is like a baby.
It really is.
When you get cancer, when something happens to you, this squirrel is not going to be able to step up, right?
We're not sure.
So
TBD on that one.
Is he trained? Can he do stuff?
TBD.
Can
he do stuff?
Can he
maybe.
Like, you know, ride a skis, like water skis, and make fun videos?
This thing looks like a fucking useless squirrel.
Yeah, I mean, come for me, I guess.
Can I?
But like, I just... It's such bad decision. It's the whole page of this for animals. It's just such horrible decision making that we're all collectively saying is okay.
Can I make a suggestion to GoFundMe out there? Because every site is doing this now. Facebook, Instagram, even YouTube will let you do it for like 30 seconds. TikTok is obviously taking on some artists and all that stuff. Bob, can you play that Billy Joel song underneath the pic of this squirrel? That would make me want to donate if I opened up the page and there was
that'd
a song.
Be smart.
If there was
that'd
a song smart. There, play that Billy Joel song. Turn the lights on right there underneath this. Rocky's mama
yep.
is organizing this fundraiser. Halls.
She is my everything. Yeah. And such an amazing bright light. Bright little light and soul. So Shouts. With that, I'm asking for prayers.
There you go.
Shouts to Deja Prescott for a $100 donation.
Yeah, absolutely.
To where?
$100 for a fucking squirrel.
Deja DeVera Prescott has given a hundo.
Oh, she's made, put a hundo this in there. Person has made.
Yeah, and then
quite
show the black
bit.
And white photo. Look at that.
I mean, I would throw.
I'd fucking donate, dude. If I open up this page and this song was playing underneath this, I'd donate.
I would throw $5.
Same here. If that song was playing. Now, me just looking at it without music or this being properly scored, I don't give a fuck about the squirrel. But with the song, then I feel bad and it kind of makes me look back at their entire life and say, shit, I don't want this woman to lose her best friend.
Honestly, if someone.
She's rubbed against her pussy, probably.
If someone just walked up to me and was like, hey, I'm deeply mentally ill and shit's going to get so bad if my pet squirrel dies. Can I have $5? I'd be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Same here, man.
Also, did you have campus squirrels when at Ohio State, Ross?
Yes, we sure did. Some of them were aggressive. Others weren't.
They were super friendly.
Yeah.
So I imagine, you know, it could be some type of companion if like a total random stranger squirrel would just come up on your shoulder and try to get food from you.
I agree. Isn't this the second squirrel story we've done in the last few weeks where somebody had a pet squirrel? Oh, shit. The toothless guy who died from Deliverance. His squirrel was in the car.
Oh, right.
Yeah, your pet squirrel.
Pet squirrel, I guess, is a thing. I had one, too. I want to say his name was Rocky, too. Or Nuts.
Was it Rocky?
No, I think
it's got to be a popular squirrel name.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure. No, but listen, listen here.
With a Z?
Yeah. Now listen to this though.
Sure.
So now we have an update. Got the money. She got the money, right?
All of it?
No.
Oh, okay.
With GoFundMe, do you have to raise all of it to get
it? No, you don't actually. They sent it to you.
I thought if you don't hit the goal, everyone gets their money back.
No.
I think you can just say it's good enough and take what you got.
Yeah, they charge a higher percentage, but we just did it for Lopez.
Is that the like filmmaking website? Indiegogo.
Yeah. Right. So if you don't make it.
We just did a GoFundMe for Lopez, and they would give you money like every 3 days. So, you know.
Right. So then the update. Was like, I first want to start off by saying thank you so much for all the love and prayer and donations. After the vet visit, we were exhausted and upset, to say the least. So we just wanted to rest. So the next morning, I wanted to spend time with my baby before making the long journey home. But we finally made it home this morning about 5 a.m. after driving nonstop for 14 hours. And I am now able to breathe for a second in order to post this update. So they're exhausted physically and mentally. They found out, they went back, the vet did not biopsy the mass.
Okay.
And it seems like their sweet girl only has about 8 to 12 more months with them. So then where's the money going?
It's going to go just to make her life more comfortable.
Or no.
Okay.
Whoa, the squirrels
okay.
or
so, but
or
it
the
was
woman.
Initially to kind of see if they can do something about the big C word in the squirrel, right?
Right. The cancer.
The cancer.
Replacement squirrel.
Right.
Could be, or this could be for the funeral. I don't know how much a casket costs for a squirrel these days. It's been a while because I used to use shoe boxes in Georgia and then bury them in the backyard. So I'm not really sure what she has planned as far as a headstone goes or something like that. And look,
and then they didn't do the surgery on the kidney because the squirrel doesn't have another kidney that's good enough
mm-hmm.
to survive.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. James,
a fucking crazy world.
Jesse, is it, you've never had a pet squirrel that, has had cancer.
And now they're just making every second count.
This is terminal.
But still,
that squirrel's
going
to die in 8 to 12. So, you know.
Do you think they really went to the vet? Hey, guys, we need to go to the vet. We need to get this thing taken care of.
I think update. They did. Mm-mm. They did, yeah.
I think we're not going to go. Yeah. So what does this say, Bob?
What you said. It's just a picture to go with it.
Oh, was it just the sunset, though?
I think they went to the beach.
Oh, they did.
Oh, they
here's some footprints of
Rocky.
The squirrel.
Oh, the squirrel's footprints in the sand there. It was then that I carried
you. Yeah.
It was then that I cared.
Anyways. So. All right.
Look at that. Oh, look at the squirrel of the sunset, dude. You fucker. Look at that, James.
What?
Look,
oh, my God.
Look at that, dude. Bob, play the song one more time. We'll play it out to this today. This is just show the squirrel. We'll end on this, and then we'll think about Rocky throughout the rest of the day. Yep. Look at that, dude.
Take my money, Rocky.
Great review.
Fuck.
Great review.
Yes. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Why? Because we all don't know how much longer we have on this earth. And let's make these moments count.
Rocky has about 8 to 12 months.
He does. We I'm hopefully just saying, have longer. He knows. Yeah. But in order to do that, you've got to rate and review the show in iTunes and leave a 5-star. Or in Spotify, we're not going to get the advertisers and we could be gone. And then you're going to hear the song and it could be the last episode we ever do. So do that right now. And if you're out there suffering with a squirrel who's got cancer, know that we feel for you. And hopefully this story brightened your day and touched your heart. Hang on, Rocky.
Rocky!
For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Rocky Revolution. Good night, everyone.
Wait. Good afternoon.